Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll cover some garden and wheat news and remind everyone of our upcoming programming, like our Farm Safety Day Camp, June 3rd. But first, did you know Kansas beef takes center stage during grilling season and the warmer weather brings increased demand for steaks, grilling, and outdoor cooking? Consider this. The sizzle of steak hitting the grill may be one of the most recognized sounds of summer. From backyard grills to barbecue smokers, warmer temperatures and summer gatherings traditionally drive increased beef sales beginning around Memorial Day. Generally, there are two different seasons, grilling season and non-grilling season, when grilling season typically begins on Memorial Day and continues through Labor Day, as consumers spend more time cooking outdoors. Kansas is home to more than 26,000 beef producers, contributing more than $11 billion in economic impact. With such traditional cuts as ribeyes and strip steaks remain popular during the grilling season, there is never anything wrong with a good old hamburger cooked on the grill. Food safety should remain the top priority. Washing hands and a thermometer usage are my top tips for keeping everyone safe this summer. Remember to cook steaks to 145 degrees. 145 degrees for fish and seafood, 160 degrees for ground meat, and 165 degrees Fahrenheit for all forms of poultry. And lastly, keep cold foods cold and hot foods hot. I hope everyone has a safe and fun Memorial Day. In my wheat news, what began with promising fall moisture has shifted quickly into one of the most difficult growing seasons Kansas wheat producers have faced in recent years. During last week's Kansas Wheat Quality Council state tour, wheat professionals traveled across the state evaluating wheat fields that are now showing the effects of prolonged drought, freeze damage, and disease pressure. Around 60 participants traveled six routes across the state, stopping at nearly 200 fields from Manhattan to Colby, then south, then over to Wichita and back to Manhattan to assess the wheat crop conditions and yield potential. The growing season began with generally favorable conditions before weather extremes created significant challenges for producers, with extremely warm temperatures starting as early as January and February, followed by frost events and drought, and even hail damage in part of our county here in McPherson. Along the tour routes, participants had the opportunity to speak directly with producers about the current field conditions. Farmers near Hoisington described this season's wheat as the shortest crop they have ever seen since they began farming. Several tour participants anticipating that some wheat fields may ultimately be abandoned, while some producers share that insurance adjusters were already scheduled to evaluate their fields in the coming weeks. The state's wheat average per bushel was set at 38 bushels per acre. In my garden news, a garden favorite, tomatoes, can benefit from mulching as long as the soils are warm enough and not saturated with water. Tomatoes prefer even levels of soil moisture, and mulch provides that by regulating the soil temperature and preventing excessive evaporation. Mulch helps to suppress weeds, reduce disease problems, and prevent the formation of hard crust on the soil. Hay and straw mulches are very popular for tomatoes, but may contain weed or volunteer grain seeds. Grass clippings can also be used as mulch, but should be applied in a thin layer, only 2 to 3 inches thick. But remember, do not use grass clippings from lawns that have been treated with weed killer until time has passed, like the fourth cutting of your yard, or more than a month has passed. In my extension news, the Kansas Department of Agriculture has announced updates to the state's noxious weed list, including several newly added invasive species. Learn about the changes and review management options for species such as knapweeds, teasel, and armor honeysuckle, along with others such as musk thistle, Cerisa lespediza, and Johnson grass and bindweed. We have lots of information here at the Extension office that covers these noxious weeds. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.